Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Poet Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesdays. And we're adding a new show this coming Wednesday at 1 p.m. called Brief Poetry. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Felon Art with Richard and Neutron and Double Helix with Aphasiana Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturdays are split between Gray Ice, Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, and, oh God, now I forgot it, Aphrasic with Captain B and Daniel. And if you're looking for a little more edgy rum, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Mondays are split between Hearts of L&P with Victoria and Black Lace Diaries with Mr. M and Mistress Frost. Tuesdays, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Fridays, a split between Crawling into the Darkness of Pan and Break on Through. And Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of being part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. And good evening, Jean.
Well, hello,
I see you dug
Rex
my grave.
What's that?
I see you dug my grave.
Oh, my God. No, that was mine. I about died twice tonight. But we don't have to talk about that right now. It was too funny. Anyway, how are you today? You doing all right?
Yes. Now that I've fixed the issues.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you just want to see if I was paying attention, I know. It's all right. I'm used to it. Always feeling abused.
Well, it kind of shocked me when I talked to you, and I was like, what are you talking about? And I said, oh.
I know. That's a little bit bad. Yeah, leave it. I'm telling you. I was shocked at you. It was pretty crazy. But, yeah, that was good. And then the other one I messaged you about, I was like, oh, my God, he is trying to make sure I die tonight. It was funny. Not funny, haha, funny, strange. Well, maybe it was funny, haha, I don't know. But I did have to chuckle. I said, yeah, I'll have to talk to Rex later on. Oh, my God. But, yeah, so it looks like you have a great board of poetry. Great intro.
Yes,
song.
I see Mamuel just dropped one a few minutes ago, so she came in under the wire.
Nice.
Drop one in and join us. So.
Very nice. The more the merrier. Well. And again, I say that until we get about 25 on the board, and I go, yeah, no, I'm only kidding. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good show. I really do. We have a couple callers on the line, which is nice, right? Always nice. Always nice.
All right.
Yes. So let me start at the top here and see what's happening. Hello, Pam, and welcome aboard.
Good to be here. Hi, Rex. Hi, Jean.
Hey, Pam.
Good to have you, as always. And then I have area code 458. Hello, 458. Who's calling, please?
Hello, this is Victor R.W. Wild Vibrant Oddities. It's a pleasure being here.
It's good to have you. Could you give me your name one more time, hon?
Victor R.W. Wild of Vibrant Oddities.
Vibrant Oddities. Okay. I recognize that part of the name. The rest of it I did not catch, but it's good to have you here, hon. Good to hear you.
It's good to be here.
Good evening, Victor.
Good evening.
Okay. Then we have, I believe, Passion Promise on the line. Hello, Promise, and how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all?
Great. How about you?
Better.
Doing great. Having to think up a new poem, but I'm doing great.
Yeah, my bad. I got to apologize twice, once to you and once to Jean. So I'm double dutied out at this point.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes. Rex could leave with his senses. But it's
my fault.
We got him back.
I admit it.
Hey, hit it. I looked at that and I said, yeah, he definitely didn't know what he was doing. But it's all right. It's all right, dreamers, it happens. Vibrant Oddities, did you have to drop a poem into the board for tonight?
Oh, yes, I have one ready.
Okay, can I ask you to, you're in Late Night Poets, correct?
Oh, correct, yes.
As a member? Okay, can I ask you to put it in the topic board for tonight? I'll get the topic board and put it in the room.
Yes. Yeah, I did not put it in there. I put it in there.
Right. That's the way we keep track of things.
Well, of course, yeah.
Anybody. We really do keep track. Here we go. There's tonight's topic board. I just put it in the room for you.
Okay.
And there we go. And Rex, can I get you to start us off?
Sure.
We have a carryover from last week, so we're going to give that one a whirl. And there we go. Okay, Rex, whenever you are ready.
All right. Tears Shake Pants by Kiss Gun. I wrote to you after you had passed. Can't go to a time where you were mine, held captive to a disease. A man, my father, murdered without mercy, having your body taken over, only to be shut down. Dignity, identity, significance you lost. I cannot even skim the surface of the hell endured. Daddy, damn it, I look just like you. I know little of a man I admire and resent. The sound of your voice I cannot recall. Please, if you can be closer to me, I'm disengaging my attendance. Shut off my existence. Let me surrender off into where you now rest at. End poem. And
nice read, Rex.
Kiss Gun took that with Gone Away by Offspring from last week. All right, Pam, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, I thought this was an emotive and heartfelt brevity on loss and heartache, and I like how she really delves deep into it. What hits really hard is held captive to a disease, which makes you think that perhaps he died of cancer or something like that. And dignity, identify, significance you lost. I can't even skim the surface of the hell endured. Daddy, damn it, I look just like you. I know little of a man I admire and resent. I like that she put both admire and resent in there because, you know, oftentimes we sugarcoat people once they die, but there's that whole idea of, you know, of the parts of him she admired and the parts that she resented. I like how it focuses on that idea of how much it hurts and how much you just want to let go of the pain, but at the same time try to hold on to the memories. And it's interesting. Like, it feels like a rite done by somebody who it's been a couple years or more since their father passed on, and that the memories are getting more and more distant and more difficult to conjure up. So just a really strong write and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Passions, how about you?
This is a very heartfelt. It's sad. I mean, I know many people can relate to this piece, to feel the loss of someone that has fought and lost, you know. You know, we all are not blessed to win that battle, like some of us. And, you know, and it speaks of murdered without mercy, having your body taken over only to be shut down. To face that loss, that battle is a hard battle to face. And, you know, and I agree with him with the adding of the admire and resent. I mean, we both, or we all, you know, there are things that we want to remember, but it's hard, too, and we resent, you know, the passing and the reasoning, and we don't understand why things happen, but in the same, we cherish those memories, and we try to hold on to them as best as we can. This was a great brevity piece, and it was well written. I enjoyed the piece.
Wow, thank you, Passion. And Victor, how about you?
I thought everyone had very good points to your piece. I thought it had really strong emotions and reflected on death. And I think it's a strong point too to hang on to those memories of you know, people, because you never know when someone's going to be gone. You know, people you know die all the time, and you know, sometimes, you know, we've all been there where we wish we could say goodbye. You know, so I thought it was very heartfelt and well woven, and a pleasure listening to.
Excellent, thank you very much, Victor. And Jean, how about you?
Well, before I comment, I'd like to let you know that we have Randy G on the line. Hello, Randy.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Randy.
Hello.
Hi, Randy.
Absolutely. Did you happen to hear the poem, Randy?
No, I'm sorry. I missed it.
I think that it was a great reflection of the disclosure prompt, right? It was a great prompt last week. A great set of prompts, I should say. Two choices there. And I think it was nicely written and well expressed. So excellent job. Excellent job.
Great comments,
Vibrant,
everyone. Yeah. Oh, excuse me?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought this rolled in deep sadness and loss. But because of the language, I know a little of a man I admire and resent. There's that sort of loss, and not just the loss in the moment, but the loss of maybe not having said a proper goodbye when the time came. It kind of hits on that note of now that you're writing a letter since it's passed, you weren't there in the moment, and there's maybe a tinge of regret and some pain that goes along with that, and maybe some unresolved issues between the two that were not allowed to settle before that passing. Nicely done, Tiscon, and thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming to you.
Nice. Okie dokie. Vibrant, I just sent you a message on AP, just so you know. And Pam, I have one for you, my dear.
Okie dokie.
Find the room. There we go. And whenever you are ready.
All right. Wicked Summertime by Betty Page. Voluptuous curves kissing you with her pink lips, tasting you divine. Car stereo plays, sweetly twirling tongues around, green eyes glaze in blue. Pulsating wicked, two hearts pounding, pressing flesh, dive in me naked, intriguing me so wild. Kiss me on the summertime, beneath all the stars. Devour me up, rise you high in universe, traveling down me. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Randy, why don't we start with you, please?
Well, this is one of Betty's usual sensual poems, and it's very well done. A very good read, Pam. I like the car stereo plays, sweetly twirling tongues around, green eyes gaze in blue, pulsating wicked, two hearts pounding, pressing flesh, dive me in naked. She's always very descriptive and sensual in her poems, and this is no exception. And I really thought it was very well written, and I liked it.
Thank you very much, Randy. And Passion, how about you?
It's a beautiful written sensual piece that the imagery is very, very, very beautiful. I too agree with Randy with the lines he chose. I also like the intrigue me so wild, kissing in the summertime beneath all the stars. Romantic, yeah, a hint of romantic in there, and it's beautiful. She always does a great job with her pieces and with the brevity and everything. She did an exceptional job. Love it.
Thank you, Passion. And Jean, how about you?
Let me try this off mute before you catch me. I think that this was a great...
You've been good lately.
I'm trying. Yeah, I think Betty did an excellent job with this. It was a nice, warm, sensual piece. And, you know, that's it. Betty's good at that. I have to say she's very good at that. And I think that it was just a great take on that prompt. So well done, Betty. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you, Jean. And Victor, how about you?
I thought it was very nice. It flowed like an elegant river. It had some really good lines. That really just the descriptive feel just made it very reflective, and I think that like pulsating, wicked, two hearts pounding, pressing, flesh, diving, naked, is a really good one there, and how it opens up really just makes it really it's captivating, and it really pulls the reader right in. So it was very enjoyable. It was nice. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Victor. And Pam, how about you? You got to read it.
Yes, that is absolutely beautiful. I really like how Betty always manages to mix different elements in her sensuality, such as the playfulness with the lines like pulsating wicked and the nostalgic feel with car stereo plays. It just makes you think about going on road trips, blasting the car stereo music, and ride you high in universe. I love that line, because it makes me think of the whole idea of being with somebody who is your universe, who lights up your world. I think this is beautifully written and very well done.
Excellent. Yeah, car stereo does kind of hit on the nostalgic note, since everybody hooks up their phones these days and listens to their playlist on that through their speakers in the car. So I catch on that one. There's a couple lines. Green eyes, gaze, and blue. That was a nice touch. And I think everybody else hit the last couple of stanzas, pulse, wicked, two hearts pounding, pressing flesh, diving me naked, intrigue me so wild, kiss me in the summertime beneath all the stars. And it is, and with the title, Wicked Summertime, kind of hits on that notion of, let's heat up tonight. Nicely done, Betty. Thank you very much. All right, Jean.
Okay, and I'm with you there, Thelma.
Just
so you know, Pam. Yeah, Pam.
Where's Louise?
She's my Thelma. She's my Thelma. That's the Thelma to my Louise. We're not going over the question. Yep.
And where's the
twist? Okay, we're not going to tell. We can't give away our location just yet. Right, Pam? Pam,
absolutely.
What the hell is she talking?
I'm not quite sure what you said, but absolutely.
I had that feeling. It's okay. That's better. You can't give the vulgar any information. It's all good. I'm going to read this next one because I was lucky enough to see Damn It Dave appear. I don't know if he'd feel so happy about it, but I'm tickled. If loving you is hell, Damn It Dave. If loving you is hell, then let me burn, for I would bathe in flames to feel your kiss. You are the succubus for which I yearn. I want to lose myself in your abyss. If loving you is hell, bring on the fire and torture me with passion endlessly. Inflict eternal torment of desire and let your wicked demons punish me. If loving you is hell, let anguish reign, for I will gladly suffer agony and praise the name of Satan for the pain. The hell of you is paradise to me. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Dave took A Season in Hell as his prompt. All right, Passions, why don't you lead us off?
Well, he did a wonderful job of on and take of that song. As many of us wish that we can have that kind of love, or we do, you know, if loving you is hell, then let me burn. I mean, if loving you is hell, bring on the fire, let anguish rain. I mean, many of us would gladly walk across fire just to be with the ones we love. And he expresses it well in this piece. For I would bathe in flames to feel your kiss. You are the succubus for which I yearn. I want to lose myself in your abyss. Very romantic. He did a wonderful job on this. I love it. Thank you, Dave.
Excellent. Thank you, Passion. And Randy, how about you?
Yes, excuse me. I agree with Passion that it is a romantic piece, and I like the second stanza, loving you as hell, bring on the fire, and torture me with passion endlessly, inflict eternal torment of desire, and let your wicked demons punish me. I think we all kind of, in a kind of a almost perverted way, would love to have a love that's so deep that we're willing to suffer the consequences of the fire and the pain to experience it. So I thought Dave did a very good job of showing us that in this poem, and I thought it was really good.
A great comment, Randy. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, you with the dungeon.
Yes. I was just listening to Randy's comment and thinking, I didn't realize Randy liked to be punished.
Randy, beware.
That's why I call in.
The whip coming.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Too funny. Now, I have to say that I liked this. I liked this. To me, it was the main theme was, well, first of all, damn it, Dave always has great rhyme and flow. And, you know, Gene, you just did a wonderful read of that. It fits your voice very nicely. And, you know, I like this all the way through, but the second stanza was my favorite. I didn't find this a particularly romantic write, but I did like the way it spoke on to me that theme of how so oftentimes we want what is just, oh, so bad for us, you know?
Amen.
Just an excellent writing. Well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Victor, how about you?
I thought it was very rhythmic in its feeling. I also enjoyed the second stanza the most, but the way it flowed and just the imagery itself was really was very potent. But even the last line, I felt like the hell of you is paradise to me. I feel like was good, but I feel like it could be maybe a bit, maybe something else, like in terms of maybe some other words there. But that's just my opinion. But overall, I thought it was very enjoyable, and I would love to hear him read it and see how he pushes it forth. I thought it was enjoyable.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Victor. And Gene, how about you? Since you got to read it.
Oh. Yes, I did. I think that, wow. You know, I closed it, went on to get read the next poem. I thought it was an awesome take on the prompt. And, you know, as always, you know, the great rhyme and meter. Dave has such wonderful work, and I was really tickled for the opportunity to read it on air. And I want to thank him for sharing it with all of us. I thought he just did a great job. I mean, it doesn't matter what the, no matter what the consequences, I'm willing to take it to be with you. You know, it's just, it's a great concept. I think we've all done that once or twice. Doesn't always pan out to be great, but, you know, at the moment it seems right. So, nice work. Thanks, Dave.
Great comments, everybody. Damn, you chewed this up. I've got nothing left to offer except maybe that last line, the hell of you is paradise to me. There's that notion of, I can't reign in heaven, I'll rule in hell as long as you stand beside me. That's kind of that offering there at the last line. It plays off the thought of, I would bathe in flames to feel your kiss. You are the succubus for which I yearn. I want to lose myself in your abyss. So there's a deep emotional connection with the fire that burns heavy within her heart, and it shows within this piece itself. Nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much.
All right, Gene.
We're coming up back to you.
I'm ready for you. See? Amazing. Passions, I have one for you. And this is my time teller.
All right. Well, I ain't going to write a Southern Soul by Time Teller. Well, I ain't going to write a Southern Soul. No bones and body, no empathetic goal. Lash the light and fix the given, because here you are, honey. I was lost and down, but still this goat's a-kicking. The nights are dark, not as dark as they were. Got you now like whiskey. You soothe my carotid nerve. And restless I search, the waters to quench some thirst. Still broken, but not yet traveling in the back of a corrupted hearse. You keep me where shadows can't sleep or hurt. My desires, my wants, baby, your mind-boggling miniskirts. I beg you for your prescriptions, give it to me more. Be my surgeon, open me through your doors. Grasp my mind and body's intentions. I'm begging on bended knees, come be my intervention. I'm steaming the cotton from off the floss. Honey, all of me, your love and candy, before I'm gone to the darkest loss. End poem.
Bravery, passion, thank you very much. And Victor, why don't we start with you, please?
I thought it had a really good opening flow to it. It felt like almost like a song, you know, like if it was sang, it would also be very pleasing to hear, I feel. And in the description and the, I also like the nights are dark, not as dark as they were, and got you now like whiskey, soothe. That right there is pretty good, and outflows there. And the ending, too, I thought was very sorrowful and personal there. So overall, very enjoyable and a pleasure hearing, and good, good read as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Victor. And Pam, how about you?
I really, this is beautiful. It's intriguing. I really like that opening. Also, the nights are dark, not as dark as they were. Got you now like whiskey, you smooth my carotid nerve, and restless I search for the waters to quench some thirst. There's kind of a delicate sensuality within those lines. I also like the playfulness of my desires might want, baby, your mind-boggling mini skirts. I beg you for your prescriptions. Give it to me more. It reminds me of that song, Doctor, Doctor, Give You a Cure, I Got a Bad Case of Loving You. And that line does anyways. And just really creative imagery. And I like the reference to the fairy floss, the cotton candy. I thought that made for a really nice imagery and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Randy, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was kind of unique. I enjoyed the read. I thought some of it kind of like the last poem, was delving a little bit with a dangerous part of love, and that especially spoke to me in the last line of the second stanza, still broken but not yet traveling in back of a corrupted hearse. You're willing to put your love on the line and put it right out there, but you don't want it to go all the way to the point of death or that kind of a thing, but you're willing to have the excitement all the way to the edge of it. So, yeah, I thought it was a really nice poem, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Randy. All right, Gene, how about you?
Well, you know, I have to get there again. I thought it was a well-penned piece, and I thought the thoughts were nicely expressed. I liked the intro, that first stanza. And that closing stanza. And I thought it was very well done. I could read them, but you don't want to hear me read the whole poem again. But yeah, it was really, I liked the intro and the exit. I really did. I thought it was just nicely written. Oh, and I have to tell you, Promise, when I glanced through this real quick, and I didn't see the miniskirt, so I apologize. I could have given it to one of the songs. I don't know.
And speaking of that, since you got to read it, Patterson, how about you?
I thought it was a pretty good piece. I liked the first stanza, and I also liked the second, third, and fourth. So I'm not going to read it all through, but I do agree with the still broken but not yet traveling in the back of a corrupted hearse, where the you know, they've been through it so many times, yet it's not broken him completely, broken them completely. It's a beautiful piece all in all. There's not much I can say that everybody else has already said, but I do like the imagery and metaphors used in this piece. So it's beautifully done. Great job, Time Killer.
Yes, it was. That the last line, that first stanza, I was lost and down, but still this goats are kicking. And then the last line, the second stanza, still broken, but not yet traveling in the back of a corrupted hearse. There's that notion of being lost and broken. And he did do it to the song of Down on My Knees. So it offers up that note to a plea. Offers up that third stanza starts, you keep me where shadows can't sleep or hurt. And then grasp my mind and body's intentions. I'm begging on bended knee, come be my intervention. So there's that notion of being lost and where the darkness is crawling all around, and to be the savior that's going to make a difference. Nicely done, Time Zone. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, Gene.
Okie dokie.
We're rolling back your way.
Can I get you to read the next one for me, Vincent? It's by mine.
I'm sorry, are you speaking?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's for you. Vibrant Oddity.
Are you speaking? Oh, okay, yes. Okay, my piece? Okay.
No, actually, I went up by Mindful. I went up by Mindful.
Oh, which piece is it? Okay, let me.
Mindful.
Is it the next one?
I put it up in the.
Mindful. Okay, Mindful.
Mindful. Yeah,
I'm just going through the list. I'm at the list right now, currently.
List. Oh, that's a little more difficult than what we do. Okay.
No.
Just trying to make it easy. We always put the poems in the room, into the late night poets room.
Mm-hmm.
So that way everybody can find them easy. Let me copy the link. I know I sent.
Yeah, I think I'm in the late nights rhythm and rhymes, Aiding the Cruisers. Is that correct?
Actually, it's
my
not
in
the top. Well, it is the top board. But if you look in the room itself,
the
lobby just. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very well the case. Okay. Let me. See what I can find.
So, could someone else read it right now? I'm trying to.
Yeah, I'll get it. No problem.
I just sent you a
private
message.
Thank you. Apologies. I'll get this straight.
This is.
Okay. Randy, can. Go ahead.
Yes, Gene?
Go ahead, Rick.
Blind,
I was going to give it to Randy.
Mindful. Oh, okay. Cool. All right, Randy.
It's good.
Okay. I'll take it. It's by Mindful, and the name of the poem is Blind. I don't go out this time of night. It's not the place for me. Reminds me of our final fight and my insanity. I hid in shadows all these years, afraid of what I'd feel. In the dark, there are no tears, and relationships aren't real. Your light was all I needed. At least, that's what I thought. When warnings are not heeded, beware the tempest roar. Now pain and love have faded. The past remains behind, when truth's illuminated and light can leave you blind, and poem.
Great read, Randy. Thank you very much. And Mindful took the song On the Dark Side. And Pam, why don't we start with you, please?
Well, first of all, great read there, Randy. Oh, my goodness. I think out of all the writes so far, this one is the most hard-hitting. You know, I get the overall idea of someone, because of poor choices they made, perhaps drug use or something, heavy drug use or drunk driving, killed the person they loved. That's the main idea I get from it. But the whole idea of not being able to go out anymore, not being able to face the world or the idea of relationships, and becoming almost numb, you know, because of what happened. It is a real heaviness to this poem. It's beautiful all the way through, but especially Your Light Was All I Needed. At least that's what I thought. When warnings are not heeded, beware the tempest wrought. Just a powerful write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. I hadn't quite thought of that angle, so nicely inferred. And Vicka, how about you? What did you think?
Oh, I think it was a nicely read by Randy. I think it was also just a very well-woven piece again. I hid in the shadows all these years, afraid of what I feel. In the dark, there are no tears, and relationships are real. You see the emotional disconnection there. It's very rich with sorrow, and I think it was nicely woven. I could read this again and again. It was very, very enjoyable. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Victor. And Passions, how about you?
Okay, well, what I thought of when I read this, I mean, it's a wonderful piece altogether. I don't go out at this time of night. It's not the place for me. Reminds me of our final fight and my insanity of the dark side. Where they had their fight, and then living in the shadows for many years. And thinking that that was what was needed, but there was a power and of the light of an individual, I guess, and they, you know, it's perfect in comparison to the song. I think Mindful did a fantastic job with this, and I as well could read this over and over, and I think Victor did a wonderful job reading this.
Thank
you. I did not read it.
And Jean, how about you?
Oh, you know, I like this piece a lot. We all know I'm partial to rhymers, so I thought it was a wonderful write, nice rhyming meter throughout. I thought the emotions were well expressed, and it was very well done. I love the closing stanza. Now pain and love have faded, the past remains behind. The truth's illuminated, the light can leave you blind. When truth's illuminated, the light can leave you blind. This kind of says a lot, because, you know, when the truth is expressed or found out, you know, it does. It sheds a lot of light on things. And I think it was really well done. And the closing stanza, like I said, I really enjoyed. But all the stanzas were very well done. And it was an enjoyable piece. Not enjoyable as in, this is fun, but as in it was a good read, an easy read. And,
Well, thank you, Gene.
Excellent job, Mike.
And Randy, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, I thought it was a pretty deep poem, and I really enjoyed the way that each line and each stanza seamlessly flowed into the next one and kind of drew you in as a very well-written story. And I think it's a story of how sometimes you can be in a relationship that, like by the last line, that light can lead you blind. You know, the old saying that love is blind. I think sometimes you can be blinded in a situation and not realize that it may not be the best for you. You know, in the second stanza, I hid in the shadows all these years, afraid of what I feel. In the dark, there are no tears, and relationships aren't real. I just thought it was very well done. I enjoy reading it, and I thought it flowed wonderfully. I really liked it.
Thank you, Randy. It's a kind of a brevity. It's hard, and it's impactful. And I agree with Gene that last stanza kind of hits the icing on the cake, so to speak. But also, each one of these stanzas, you could run as a singular essence by itself in supreme brevity. So, nicely done, Mindful. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. All right, Eugene, we're coming back your way.
Yes, that's me. That's me today. Oh, wait, maybe you mean my alter ego. Let me see now. Okay, Rex, I have one for you. And let me paste that up. And whenever you are ready.
Is this one for me?
Yes, sirree, bub.
All right.
I thought you were busy.
Yesterday by Jeg325. Today, as I went out for a walk, the winter winds started to talk, saying all my dreams were over. Suddenly I woke up dead sober. Love born in a wishful magazine, summer playing its movie scene, salty kisses fired in warm sand, the nights walking hand in hand. Was that yesterday? Sure that forever was in reach. Nights slept upon moonlit beach, listening to gentle waves roll in, our fiery desire about to begin. The noisy boardwalk now empty, nothing there remaining for me. Breeze whistling a hollow sound, and you can no longer be found. Just a voice that sighs, goodbye, yesterday. End poem. And Randy, why don't we start with you, please?
Well, this is a kind of a clever write. It flowed very well. You read it wonderfully, and I like the second stanza. Love born in a wistful magazine. Summer playing its movie scene. Salty kisses fired in warm sand. The nights walking hand in hand. Was that yesterday? It's kind of whimsical. And it's right, and it just leads you along nicely, and I enjoy it.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. And Pam, how about you? Pam, are you mutating?
Rex, she said she'd be right back.
All right. Passions, your turn.
Okay. It was a beautiful read. You did a great job with it. I also enjoyed the second stanza and the question. You know, we all have those moments of those memories of certain things, and they reacted on it, and then it was out of reach, and it was a sad kind of piece. You know, when they now the noisy boardwalk not empty, nothing there remaining for me. Breeze whistling a hollow sound, and can no longer be found. And the sorrow, you know, the imagery leading up to the final stanza was perfect. And the final stanza just blew my mind. It was a beautiful piece written, beautifully read. Thanks, Jeg.
Thank you, Passions. And Victor, how about you?
I thought it was also nicely woven. It had some really. I thought the second stanza along with the fourth stanza really go hand in hand together. Because when you go into a relationship, it sometimes it's so radiant, it's beautiful, it glows. But you know, if you don't keep that flame, sometimes you know when things crumble And then when it ends, you feel like you're lost in the haze, right? You're like you're in the shadows. And like the noisy boardwalk was empty, nothing there remaining for me. Breeze and whistling, a hollow sound, and you can no longer be found. Just a voice that sighs, goodbye yesterday. I thought that just that was written so well, and it just reflects that, you know, that emptiness that, you know, everyone can relate when it comes to a relationship ending, you know. So I thought that was really nicely put, and I wouldn't say there was a bad line at all, but that second and that fourth to the end was really pleasing to hear. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Victor. And Randy, how about you?
I already commented.
Yes, I'm sorry. Gene, we're coming your way. What do you think?
Okay, well, I think that this was really well done. I think that it was well penned. And the memories of yesterday, loss and longing, were well expressed in this. And it was just nicely penned by Jeg. And I enjoyed it very much. Nice, solemn piece. Great job.
Thank you very much, Jean. And Pam, how about you?
No, I don't think she's back. Yeah, she's not back there.
Okay. All right, that's cool. This does hit on that notion of end of romance, but also it hits on that sort of the winter wind started to talk. It offers up that notion of getting on in years and letting something get away in the moment. And also the noisy boardwalk now empty, nothing there remained for me, breeze whistling a hollow sound, and you can no longer be found. It's the desire for that which was yesterday, which he let get away. So nicely done, Jack. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, we're coming back to you.
Okay. Thomas, I have one for you. And thank you very much. Well, now Pam's back. See how she is. Mm-hmm. Promise. Okay. Yeah.
Are you mutating, Passion?
Oh, is it for me?
Yeah.
I thought she was saying Thomas. I was like, who's Thomas?
Yeah, I did too.
Thomas.
Sorry.
I'm a rolling. It's okay.
Okay. Randa Yazri, Sovereign Power of Subterfuge. With exceptional agility and delusion, ardent love through his showy web, entraps vulnerable emotions, a brown recluse spider proving his venomous dominance over life's willpower. Caught in what looked like love's embrace, deceived by the rhythmic movement of his seductive bright light, sentiments were dethroned and thrown into the flames by the graceful simplicity of his style, the elevating tone of spirit, and the sympathetic chords he struck. Without a moment's hesitation, a quick hand on the doorknob, and disappeared into the fickle love dungeon long ago, a sacrifice of feelings, discretion that still stung. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Passions, thank you very much. And Pam, are you back yet?
I am back. I see you're getting all those P names mixed up.
Yeah. From Thomas's that sound like Thomas's, the Passions, the Pams. Yeah, we got too many P's in the room.
Right. Funny thing is, Promise. Promise is actually my ex-sister-in-law's name.
Oh, boy, that must have been the height of the party. Do you promise?
Well, I mean, when her two sisters are Charity and Mercy.
Oh, God. There wasn't too much holy rollers in the house, now, were there?
Just a wee bit. But... I really thought this was just absolutely intriguing. I really like that dark undertone that happens almost immediately with the mention of a brown recluse spider providing his venomous dominance over life's willpower. Wonderful lines there. I thought the brown recluse as a metaphor for that kind of dominance that hides subtly in the background and can just jump out quickly worked really well. It's a beautiful write all the way through, but without a moment's hesitation, a quick hand on the doorknob and disappeared into the fickle love's dungeon long ago, a sacrifice of feeling. A sacrifice, like, we've had some dark ones tonight, but I think this one is particularly dark in the idea of sacrificing oneself. Like, this to me kind of feels a lot like what it would be, what it's like to love somebody who is has a narcissistic personality. There's a real element of really truly losing yourself to the idea of loving somebody who you shouldn't be loving. So powerful write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Randy, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. This was intriguing and dark right from the beginning with the presence of the brown recluse spider in the background throughout the whole thing, even though it was only mentioned at the beginning. Caught in what looked like a love's embrace, deceived by the rhythmic movement of his seductive bright light. Sentiments were dethroned and thrown into the flames by the graceful simplicity. I mean, you know, it flowed very well, but it was dark and kind of had a sinister feel to it. But it was enjoyable to hear and to read, so I liked it.
Excellent. Thank you, Randy. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought that this was a great piece and the metaphor was well done, wonderfully expressed. And, you know, the prompt here, it says, write of a love of whom whose name brought tears to your eyes. Wow, that was a little rough. And they didn't say good tears. And I think that she really did that in a great way. So excellent job, Rhonda. Nicely written. Good thinking there.
Thank you, Jean. And Victor, how about you?
I thought it was nicely written, and it had some really strong, dark scenes that created a very intense atmosphere. I also thought this was a great reflection on, you know, living with someone who it could be even a master manipulator, you know, being a narcissist, as has been said, and that could really lead someone towards some really dark days, even death, and sometimes people just bring people down and eat every last piece of them, you know, and they throw them out. And some people, you know, there's even cases where some people are manipulated by, you know, killers and whatnot, and are beaten and sometimes slaughtered, but they leave and then they still feel disconnected because they might be so brainwashed by their and how they're victimized by their person of brutality, and they may lose a limb or may lose a life. So it's a lesson there too that no matter how someone says they love you, they might not even understand the meaning of the word love. It's all manipulation there. So I thought it was well nicely said, and I hope she's doing better, and I thought she can really express this incredibly well. And I wonder how she would perform it. That's all I will say there. But very, very nice to hear, and nicely read as well. Thank you.
Great comment. A nice connection with Stockholm Syndrome, too. Thank you, Victor.
Yes.
I got to agree with, well, especially Victor here, everybody. There's also a nice tone to the thought of when it comes to girls loving bad boys. This one was particularly bad, offering up the thought as a brown recluse, venomous dominance, which does, as everybody said, the narcissistic angle, but also the deceived by the rhythmic movement of his seductive bright light. So that there is a nice intonation that something rings in the moment, yet everything else underneath is pure evil, so to speak. And the back end still hits a sacrifice of feelings, discretion that still stung even after all this time, that pain still lingers hard. Nicely done, Randa. Thank you. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okie dokie. Well, Pam is the next one. Pam, I'm putting up a piece for you, and thank you very much.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right. This is Free Me by Mamyaw, and it goes like this. Love burns like ice and fire, caught in the middle of lust and desire. I am a prisoner tied up in barbed wire. Free me from this prison, and I will partake of your sweet poison. Take me with you, for with this world I'm done. Love me, then leave me. I care not what you do to me. There is no such thing as fate or destiny. But even if it's true, and we make it through, we face the music, we pay what's due, I'll always be there for you. And poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Mamyaw took A Season in Hell as her prompt. And Passion, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, wow, this is a pretty good piece. I like the first and second stanza. I'm a prisoner tied up in barbed wire. Deep words. Free me from this prison. I will partake of your poison. Sweet poison. Take me with you for this world. I'm done. It's a beautiful piece all in all. And I enjoyed the imagery painted. I feel that they were wanted to be whole, yet there's some type of distraction, some type of elimination going on here. There's no such thing as fate or destiny, but even if it's true and we make it through, we face the music, we pay what's due. There's a battle, but I believe this is a great piece to the song intended for. It was good.
Ah, thank you, Passion. And Randy, how about you?
Yeah, this is another poem that, excuse me, has had a similar thought to it that several others have, basically about someone in a bad relationship willing to take the pain to be in it. You know, I am a prisoner. Free me from this prison. And I will partake of your sweet poison. And then love me and leave me. I care not. You know, it's a self-destructive someone's stuck in and willing to put up with for whatever the consequences are. But even if it's true and we make it through, we face the music, we pay what's due, I'll always be there for you. It's a kind of a sad statement about somebody willing to suffer through a bad relationship because of their love, even though it may not be returned as love. So, yeah, I thought it was very good.
Great comment there, Randy. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I think the emotions in this were very well expressed, very nicely done. And I think Mamyaw, as normal, she always has something strong thoughts in her poetry. And this is no exception. I think that she really did a great job. So nice job, Mamyaw. Yep.
Thank you, Jean. And Victor, how about you? What did you think?
I thought it was very nice written as well, along with these other pieces, again, going into some darkness here. But a really sad ending statement there, always be there for you. Even after a relationship, maybe being like a close friend, sometimes people, even after relationships, you know, they don't, you know, roll well. So if you keep on trying to get that rolling, you know, I know what that's like, you know, after being in a relationship for a year with someone that wasn't working out, you know, you want to break off things. And then when you break off things, you might be still start doing better, but, you know, we try to, you know, talk, you know, 3 times in 6 months, and every single time it was horrible, you know. But this kind of shows, you know, love burns like ice and fire, caught in the middle of lust and desire. I'm in a prisoner tied up in barbed wire, you know, feeling that pain, but you're trapped, and you're like, you know, I'm just gonna fight it through because, you know, it's gonna get better. But it, you know, sometimes it never gets better, and I think it's really potent in every single stanza, and it's really heartbreaking the last stanza there. But I thought it was very, very strong and very reflective and very nicely written. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. And Tam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yes. First of all, I have to agree with everybody, but especially with Passions bringing up the first stanza. I thought the tied up in barbed wire was a particularly strong metaphor for the idea of being trapped in such a painful relationship, because it's that idea that just like how, you know, an animal will struggle when they're caught by barbed wire and become more and more entangled, it's that type of relationship that you become more and more entangled with, and it just keeps hurting more and more. And the I don't care attitude shows a certain sense of numbness, to no longer caring about your own feelings, but only simply just caving in to the lust and the pain. And it's intriguing to me that there's such an undying devotion in those last lines. I'll always be there for you. The idea of always being there for somebody who all they simply do is offer up poison and barbed wire is such a dark and haunting, idea. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comments, everybody. I thought this was stark, riveting, and revealing of what one is willing to put the peel off of themselves for what they want. And nicely done, Manuel. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming to you.
Okie doke. Let me see now. Vibrant, there we go. I see you on the board. Okay, I'm going to put up a poem for you. This one's by Michael.
Okay. Okay. Put this here. Okay, Jim Solo. Leaving this empty bar behind, I'm going for a cool car ride, traveling out to the ghost desert, where I will find a childhood fairground. So hey, come on, let's start here and go. Burn a trail on those tar-faced roads, going south down to New Mexico. Should get there by sundown. Baby, can you handle this manual gear? Because if you can, we will both go clear. By tonight with some heavy driving, you could take us both to heaven. Find our place out on that flat dusk road. Don't let this sweet love overload. Come on, baby, let's get wheeling before we lose this far out feeling. If you get to meet my hot rod band, tell them I'm now a sober man. Let them know our time is at hand if they come to share my freedom. End poem.
Great read, Victor. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, why don't you kick us off?
Well, this is fun. I like this one. Well, first of all, great read there, Vibrant. You got a really great performance voice. Kind of like reminds me, what was that band that in the 90s or the early 2000s sang that song that went, I'm doing it wrong, but, you know, I can't even think of it. But it reminds me of that song. So I guess I'll just have to keep that idea to myself because I can't even begin to think of what it was. Okay, now this has some really great double entendres. Baby, can you handle this manual gear? Because if you can, we will both go clear. I love that it's about driving a car and driving a lover. And, the whole use of the word wheeling and feeling and those kind of playful rhymes really makes a difference. And I like that he tells the story of Eddie and the Cruisers, but a condensed version, and really focuses on the love of cars and, you know, the excitement that comes from racing down the highway. So just absolutely a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Randy, how about you?
Yeah, I like this. This was kind of a playful piece that flowed along really well and told a really cute and fun story. Freewheeling, a guy and a gal, you know, hitting the road, going to have fun and have some love along the way. And obviously a guy that is on the wagon and no longer drinking. It'll be sure and if we meet my old band and running mates, tell them that I'm a sober man. I thought it was pretty clever and well written, and it was a really good read, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Randy. And Passions, how about you?
Well, I definitely love this piece. I can't say much more than it. Everybody else has. I mean, love the baby. Can he handle this manual gear? Because if he can, we will both go there. I mean, many of thoughts went through my head on this, that voice, but it was well written. It flowed nicely. The imagery was perfect. They did a fantastic job. Then. Thank you, Michael. And it was a great read.
Thank you, Passion. Gene, how about you?
I just think it was clever and well done and most enjoyable. So great job, Michael McDermott.
And Victor, you got to read it. How about you?
I thought it was very nice, woven, playful in nature. It kind of sounded like a song again, but I think the opening first stanzas really tells of a young love there and not caring, you know, how dangerous maybe where you're going to go or how far you know, near the cliff are you going to be. So, but also trying to have, you know, tons of fun as well. And at the ending being reflective, you know, I thought that was very, very nicely woven and rhythmic as well. So nice piece. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Victor. I agree with you on the young love angle. It's also had a nice 70s feel with a cool and far out as part of the range of language used. And that thought to sharing the freedom on the open road, getting down and seeing dust in the mirror. Thank you very much, Michael. All right, Gene, we're coming to you.
So, Randy, I have one for you, my friend. This is by Chris Bond.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, this is one by my good friend Chris Bond. Down on my knees. I don't need sympathy. Keep it for the birds and disappearing bees. I may be down on my knees, but do not deceive. I will rise again. On my knees or at your throat. Don't patronize me. No chance of wearing that coat. I've had its peaks and troughs. And while I may be down on my knees, I don't reckon it will be for long. In poem.
Great read. Randy, thank you very much. And Pam, why don't you kick us off, please?
Yeah, great read there, Randy. I thought this was a wonderful brevity by Chris. He has a real talent for just whipping up brevities. I like the reference to the keep the sympathy for the birds and the disappearing bees, to the whole nod of the idea that, you know, there's more important things to worry about than whether or not you have sympathy for me in my situation. On my knees or at your throat. That's a nice undertone of sensuality. And then while I may be down on my knees, I don't reckon it will be for long. I like how this has that end line is kind of like a comeback line. Like it has a bit of that tone of right before it, but then it kind of ends with the whole idea of, you know what, you might have me on my knees right now, but I don't think that's going to last very long. I like that this one here, see, I don't see this lasting. You know, and there's kind of this self-awareness in that end line that I really appreciate, and it's very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Victor, how about you?
Oh, I enjoyed this piece. I feel like someone who's, you know, been maybe beaten up in a relationship, possibly physically and emotionally, and just tired of this. And maybe after a breakup, they say, you know what, I might be hurt, I might be down on my knees, but, you know, like the three lines at the first stanza, I may be down on my knees, but do not be deceived. I will rise again. That's pretty powerful and pretty potent, don't you think? I think that really resonates with a lot of people who may be down on the ground, but they believe, hey, I'm going to rise someday. And with that, maybe the person, my brutalizer, maybe they're just, you know, they're going to vanish someday because they're just not a good cat, right? So I think this really flowed nicely, and it really speaks to probably a lot of what people are going through. So nicely written, and a pleasure listening to. Thank you.
Great thoughts, Victor. Thank you. Passions, how about you?
Oh,
Passion, are you mutating?
Drop tracks. Sorry.
Oh, well, then it's up to you now, isn't it?
I think it might be. That's usually the way it works. You know, I thought this was a nicely expressed piece, and no matter, this is what I got from it, no matter how things might seem at this very moment, I'm going to rise again, and you can count on it. And I think condensed version what I just said. But I really enjoyed it, and I think it was a very well-done brevity. Great job, Chris.
Absolutely. And Randy, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, I agree with Pam. Chris does a wonderful job of putting a lot into brevity. He gets a lot said in a few amount of words, and I liked it right off the start. I don't need sympathy. I may be down on my knees, but do not be deceived. I will rise again. You know, that's the attitude that many of us should take. I mean, we all get knocked down. We all have problems. But we don't need sympathy. We just need to have determination to make sure that we get back up and continue on. You know, life has its peaks and troughs. And while I may be down on my knees, I don't reckon it will be for long. That's a really strong, powerful attitude, and I thought that was a great message throughout this whole piece. I really liked it.
Well said, everybody. I like the open-ended thought on this. While you all hit on all great points, I could see this as a personification for the planet itself. Hey, I might be down on my knees, but I don't reckon it will be for long because, you know what? I'm badass. All right, Gene, we're coming back up to you.
Okay. I'm going to start at the top, and I'm going to work our way down with everyone who's on the line, and we're going to do those pieces. So, Rex, that makes you first because you're at the top of that list. So,
there's plenty of other ones. Leave me out.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
that was just a
throw-in,
just in case.
Okie doke. Let me find. I'll tell you what. Let's see this piece. See if we can work on it. Okay. I'm going to put Passion's piece up and have you read it, Rex, since she dropped. She always drops right before I put her piece up. I'm not sure why that is. It's like the third or fourth time that's happened. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So if you don't mind reading that, and then...
All right.
Okay.
Magic of Love by Passion Promise. And she took 10 years. There was magic in the moonlight, catching stars in the palm of our hands, walking in the shadows of the night, chasing what sweet love demands. Whoa, chasing summer dreams, on beach sands, we're living out our fantasies, in low tides of passion and erotic scenes. Whoa, whoa, we're living out our dreams. Please don't go, tender years. Love songs, a magical melody played, like a guitar strung in historical madness. Our beach time affair forever stayed in a world of where dream is left. Love making on the shore beneath moonlight, calling out names in a passionate tone. We danced intimately in front of daylight until the final star moans. Whoa, whoa, chasing summer dreams. On beach sands, we're living out of fantasies. In low tides of passion and erotic scenes. Whoa, whoa, chasing summer dreams. Please don't go. Tender years. And poem. All right, Randy, we're going to start with you, please.
Yeah, this was, excuse me, this was very well written. That was a good read, and I liked the flow of it. I liked it, the first stanza. There was magic in the moonlight, catching stars in the palms of our hands, walking in the shadows of the night, chasing what sweet love demands. That was sweet right from the beginning. Then whoa, whoa, chasing summer dreams on beach sands, living out our fantasies, and low tides of passion and erotic screams. Whoa, whoa, we're living out our dreams. This was a nice, sweet piece. Very tender, not erotic at all. It was very tender and loving about a summer romance on the beach. And I really thought it was very well done and a really nice write by Passion.
Thank you, Randy. And Pam, how about you?
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. I think Passions did a wonderful job of capturing the vibe of the song, the nostalgia, the kind of looking back at those years that meant so much. I like that she says, please don't go, tender years. You know, the whole idea of not wanting to let go. I also am particularly drawn to the stanza, love songs, a magical melody play like a guitar strung in historical madness. Our beach time, the affair forever stayed in a world of where dreamers rest. I really like how she brought the idea of the music into it, the days gone by that were filled with madness and dreams, and it was just very well expressed and beautifully done.
Thank you, Pam. And Victor, how about you?
I thought it was nicely written. I think I love the connection there between the second stanza the first stanza going back to, it's actually the second stanza in the last stanza there before, please don't go, tender years, that connection there. And I like that. And going back to a connection to the past, wanting those emotions to kind of stay potent and thriving. But sometimes, you know, things kind of fade. So, you know, someone may be reflecting on the past and wanting to go back there and relive those memories. But sometimes all you can do is just, you know, caress them in your time and say, oh, man, can I just go back? But I just love also, like a guitar strung in his historical madness. That's really, really cool. I think that really paints a moving canvas there through these lines. And I thought it was very enjoyable and almost like a song as well. So thank you. Very well done.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Victor. Dean, how about you?
You know, I thought it was a really well-done parody. I thought that she did an excellent job of capturing that. And I thought she pretty much stayed right within the parameters of the parody itself. I believe. I'm not musically inclined, so. But I think it's... So, nice job, Passions, and really well done. Thanks for sharing with us.
Well, I think you're right, and I missed it initially because it plays out nicely going, whoa, whoa, chasing summer dreams. On beach sands, we're living out our fantasies. In low tides of passion and erotic scenes. Whoa, whoa, chasing summer dreams. So, I think you're right. She didn't go with the parody angle, and that chorus was a nice tone. Well done, Passion. Thank you very much. All right, Dean, we're coming back to you.
You're always coming back to me. Always,
I know.
Always. Are we kidding? Okay. Pam, your piece is up next, so whenever you are ready.
Okie dokie. All right. This is Starlight Heels and Dirty Martini, and it goes like this. She's Art Deco brought to life, flaunting polished jewels at a swinger's soiree, burgundy velvet and brass accessories, peacock feathers with a prima donna sway, a crème chiffon cape touching the edge of Starlight Heels. She prowls across the floor. The motion of her body tells the story everyone wants to hear. She never apologizes for the dents in the dance floor. She loves dark colors, the kind that speak of mystery and danger. She shops secondhand vintage glamour and lies about how much she spends, except shoes. She buys those brand new. Feet that are taken care of will get a woman a long way. But then again, so will the stroked ego of a sugar daddy. Rich men with deep pockets and dirty martinis are her favorite kind of company. And when keys are exchanged between the clink of glasses, company keeps very well. And poem.
Very good, Pam. Thank you very much. And Victor, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, I love the description and the imagery. Like burgundy velvet and brass accessories, peacock feathers. That's very nice. And I love descriptions of the lady. She prowls across the floor. The motion of her body tells the story everyone wants to hear, really demanding the stage and all eyes on her. But and also the ending as well was very good. I thought that really ended very nicely. But it was very enjoyable and nicely read. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor.
And Randy?
Yeah, I agree with Victor. This was very well done. Wonderful, wonderfully written there, Pam. And I love the, as you read through it and as it was read, the picture in your mind of this woman going across the floor or entering a room and all eyes being on her is just remarkable. There's a lot of great detail throughout the poem that really catches your eye and draws you in. I was very taken by it. I thought it was a great write, and a lot of wonderful color and description and detail. Well done, Pam.
Thank you, Randy.
And Jean, how about you?
Oh, isn't she just dark and mysterious? Fabulous imagery throughout. Excellent work. I loved this piece very much. I said, is she a friend of Brassy's? She kind of reminded me of someone there, just a little different version of her. Great job. I liked it, Pam, a lot. Nice.
Thank you, Dean.
I got a place for her somewhere.
Yeah, Starlight Heels and Dirty Martini says a lot, but thank you for the description. Art Deco, flaunting polished jewels, burgundy velvet, brass accessories, peacock feathers with a prima donna sway. It kind of sounds like, what's the name? Muffin Cheese sometimes. You know her name. No, I can't think of it. Anyway. But you hit on that thought. She shops secondhand vintage glamour and lies about how much she spends, except for her shoes. The lady needs her feet. They're the strong part of what's going on. And especially when she's trying to lure her sugar daddy. I see them pants. What is that actress's name? Come up and see me sometime in the 30s.
I missed that question.
Thank you,
Rex. What did... Oh, maybe it wasn't a question. Maybe I'm confused.
The actress from the 30s. Come up and see me sometime. Quick wit.
Oh, my friend. That's my friend. What's her name? Come on, I did the contest. Pam, help me out.
Yeah, I know. So I'm tipping my tongue.
What's that?
I'm in a different world.
I'm sorry. What was that?
May West. That's okay. May West. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little bit of it. Got that attitude going on, yeah. It was a great piece.
Thank you.
She had a lot of moxie. That's a good book.
I'm actually having trouble understanding Rex, but knowing him, I'm sure the comment was wonderful. And thank you for the inspiration, Rex.
Which song did you play?
I might be able to help you out with that. Let me see. Let me see. At the bottom of the piece. Well, that did not help me. It was. Betty Lou got a new pair of shoes.
Oh, I should have figured that one out. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's back to you.
Okay. Vibrant Oddities, I have your piece up next. So if you're
okay.
Kind.
Beautiful Lady Wild 7. A golden arm shivers scones toward enlightened branches, calmly river caress, majestic sea, elk in fate mirage, bestow blooming garden haven, awaken kindness from blue belly snakes. Branches devour pumpkin cauldrons into feline den, floating village side canvas literature. Brightly central clouds of casket welcome form centipedes from every brontide, melody unknown. Unravel the ropes before our fairness and redwood radiance. Yodeling goats follow into the uncertainty. Her skeletal champions for the northern wars enchant the evening, her dress a marvelous red dusk. Awaken from the soothing chambers of surging resilience, somber nut, her grateful hand I follow. Magical ferns with three mushroom trolls hold her carriage for all eyes young and old to behold. Vividly swans of yellowish horns invite a floating lavender tuba near somber garden, oboe, cello. Wandering children with kites of elder wax scrolls from the last quills, she extends her happiness. Earth beating softly, her tundra soars before breaking rose branches, her clouds are calling near. Taketh hand, soaring daffodils, soothing brightened fauna spirits, beautiful oceanic thunder. Musical masters from every island, fair blemishes their cradle, crawling meadows we hold further. Her voice sweet, the so chocolate tendrils beneath the curtains of our flourishing branches. Rats, riding felines, follow the floating lady. My heart drifts behind sea. I seek silent mountains. End poem.
Great read, David. Thank you very much. And Pam, you got to kick us off.
All right. Well, first of all, wonderful read there, Victor. I'm so glad you called in to read your own poem, and I hope we get to hear more from you in the future. I see you actually have this as a collection of Lady Wild writes with a total of 68. That's impressive.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're all dedicated to my wife. I have various poems. I have even, like, the characters of I make who play piano and all that kind of stuff. So I have I'm trying to make my own world and trying to get my stuff out there, but I'm trying to be very creative. Yes, thank you.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. I think this has such beautiful use of imagery. I love that you bring us into a realm of magic and such unique imagery with brightly sensual clouds of casket, welcome form centipedes from every brontide melody unknown. You can just almost see the dancing and the squirming of the notes across the air. I also really like magical ferns with three mushroom trolls hold her carriage for all eyes young and old to behold. There's something about the whole imagery in this that really, like I said, it's magical. It takes us to another realm. Her sweet voice bestows chocolate tendrils beneath the curtains of our flourishing branches. To me, that line particularly speaks of the way on how somebody not only nourishes you, but offers up a sweetness, a sense of, like, of just in pure enjoyment, but also that nourishment that you need in order to grow and become. So just an absolutely delightful write and a wonderful tribute to your wife. Very well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. And Randy, how about you?
Yeah, this was probably far beyond my ability to really grasp in one reading and take it all in. Wonderfully done. Very deep, well written. And like Pam said, it takes us on a magical trip through a magical land, mystical and magical. I liked the first lines from each stanza. I think they all go hand in hand. Her golden arms, silver skulls toward enlightened branches. Call me, river caresses, magic sea. Magical ferns with three mushroom trolls. Hold her carriage for all eyes, young and old, to behold. Musical masters from every island, fair blemishes and cradle-crawling meadows, we hold further. I mean, it's line after line of wonderful description with very good detail. So I was mesmerized by it. Very well written.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Randy. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I'm so glad you called in to read this. Honestly, Victor, you know, I've read your pieces before, and I never really felt like I got the true concept of it. I think because it wasn't read the way it was intended. This piece, as Pam, Randy, still really, I mean, Pam and Randy both said it. You've taken it to a magical place. You know, this whole story is full of line and line and line of imagery and imagination. And I think that it's just wonderful. You know, no matter, you know, I mean, I know you wrote this for your wife, you know, Lady Wilde, and I get that. But, you know, I can see this image of this subject matter of this with, like, fairies dancing around and all this stuff going on in the background that maybe you haven't even mentioned. It's just all there. It just draws you into that, and I think it just really was wonderfully done. So excellent piece, and I really enjoyed it. And I am really glad that you did call in and read it yourself. It just had a better impact, I think. So, well done.
Thank you, Connie, for your comments. I appreciate it, and I'll be back.
This is very magical, and it comes with nice flourishes of abstract thought and paint. It reminds me of Alice in Wonderland meets Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's got a nice little playful undertone within it, especially you've got blue-belly snakes, you've got branches that bow pumpkin cauldrons, you've got the three mushroom trolls that hold the carriage. There's all these nice little touches flaring, yodeling goats following uncertainty. So it's very magical, it's mythical, and it's something that you could even paint out as a storybook flavor.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Wow. Okay. Let me go to Randy. Randy, I have your piece up next. Here we go. All right. Awesome.
Okay. Mine was not on any particular prompt. It was basically written about the movie itself overall. And, you know, I actually really enjoyed this movie. It was certainly not Academy Award material. The soundtrack was fun. Again, not going to win any awards or anything, but I thought it was a pretty well done movie, and for what it was really good. So here it is, A Season in Hell. It began in Summers Point, New Jersey, at a club named Tony Mart's, the place where Eddie and the Cruiser's story actually starts. An amalgamation of varied talent, Eddie Wilson's brainchild, each ending up with conflicting goals that drove Eddie wild. Despite that, made a hit with their first album, Tender Years. But with their second album, Eddie decided to change gears, inspired by poet Arthur Rimbaud. Titled it A Season in Hell. The record company rejected it, said it's dark and won't sell. Next thing, Eddie's car crashes and his body's never found. The band dissolved, being leaderless without that sound. 18 years passed. Tender Years charts again when re-released. Maggie Foley takes info on the band for her related piece. Teams with former lyricist Frank Wordman Ridgway, the second album's missing master tapes come into play. Band members all have moved on, but with their own take. Joanne, the backup singer, is who gave them the big break, led them to the lost tapes, handed to band leader, band manager Doc, vowing to resurrect the Cruisers and turn back the clock. A bearded, older Eddie used the documentary with a grin. Through a store's window, redeemed, he disappears again. End poem.
Great read, Randy. Thank you very much. And I guess, Pam, we're going to start with you.
Okie dokie. Well, first of all, wonderful use of the word amalgamation. Wow. What an excellent read there, Randy. I really like that you went with a different direction, that you paid tribute to the movie itself. Now, my confession, I have actually never seen this movie. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. And the poetry tonight, and especially yours, makes me really want to see it. I like that. I'm guessing you mentioned a lot of the characters. I like how with a poem like this, somebody who hasn't seen the movie, it would be inspired to do so, and someone who had would appreciate the details that you put in, like inspired by poet Arthur Rimbaud, or let's see, and then teams with former lyricist Frank Wordman Ridgway, the second album Missing Master Tape, come into play. You know, there's those wonderful attention to details that really show that you know the movie well. And, of course, as always, you just have a wonderful rhyme and flow. Not a single word feels forced. Just wonderful. Absolutely very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And, Jean, how about you? Now you're going to force me to unmute you?
You're such a show-off. God, I'm going to start saying I am not. That's what I'm going to start doing. I didn't do that. Yeah. Randy, I thought this was a great tribute to the music and the men. Very well done, informative, and so well written. You know, I thought the piece was very detail-oriented, as Pam so aptly said. You know, just really a nice work. It's good to hear you again. You know, it's been a while. And you always have that eye for the details. And, you know, telling us, you know, about the usually the subject at hand. And I always appreciate that because a lot of times I don't know my butt from first base. I have to be honest. But I learn as we go along through the shows, and it's always fun. So great job, as always.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, Randy, I have seen the movie, and I enjoyed it. As you said, it's not a great award-winning movie or with the songs, but it holds a nice place for what it did do, which was dig into the deepest thoughts of and control behind the music industry, which was, hey, Eddie wanted to produce this album. This is what he wanted, his songs. Yet he was being told he could not do it. They wanted those easy clicked pop hits to go out, not something a little risque, so to speak, when it comes to exploring one's boundaries. And that was the telling news with this, especially right back at the bottom end. I can still remember now. He's looking in a TV store, and he's watching the TV, sees himself on the TV, and he's got that little bit of a grin before he disappears once again. Plus, it was also a note on stage once more in some beat-up town with another band just playing music, what he loves.
Thanks, Rex.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice.
All right, Jean.
Okay. Well, let me see. The next one I have for you, Rex, if you don't mind. This is by Grade AQ.
Show enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Exit Wounds, Long Live BMX by Grade AQ. Where are my dogs at when it get dark and feel hot as hell? I've been down 7+ months doing 23 and one in a cell. I put this on the flesh of my flesh and blood of my blood. When they release me at dawn, I'm coming like a flood. Then there was my ex. She needs to let me fly or give me death. I want all my money, power, and respect until there ain't none left. It's been a rough ride, but I ain't ready to meet him, and I don't give a shit about you or them. Now, no matter how it's going down, I ain't never slipping. Like Romeo, you must die if you come round me tripping. I'm going to stop, drop, shut you down, make you get on the floor. You're going to make me lose my mind. Now I don't have it no more. Ain't no sunshine. I'm like Damien in The Omen, and I'll make it back in one piece without no sin. I'm a dark man because of my ex. I'm the grand champ, top shotter, so I got the flex. If we dogs for life and I'm going to ride or die, you'll never die alone. Both our spirits will be high. I say a prayer when I get feeling bad in my belly because the Most High children is who we be. And Paul.
Nice job.
All right, Randy, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, I thought this was had some powerful lines there here. A wonderful read there, Rex. I really liked how hard-hitting and edgy this was. I want all the money, power, and respect until it ain't none left. It's been a rough ride, but I ain't ready to meet him, and I don't give up about you or them. No matter how it's going down, I ain't never slipping. There's a real sense of somebody who has confidence within their world who there's a sense of almost like entitlement or power. You'll never die alone. Both our spirits will be high. I say a prayer when I get feeling bad in my belly because the Most High children is who we be. I like that sense of spirituality within that, those end lines, that really just a strong right on how, you know, money and power only mean so much when we get to the end of life. So an excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Randy, how about you?
Randy dropped Rex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that's right back to Eugene.
Eugene! He's not here, I'm telling you. But he ain't here. You know, I thought this was a really strong write, and I thought it was well written. Most definitely. I was looking here, trying to come up with something here. It says, I put this on the flesh of my flesh, the blood of my blood. When they release me, it's on. I'm coming like a flood. Then there was my ex. She needed to let me fly or give me death. I want all the money, power, and respect until there ain't none left. I you know, it was really just a strong and powerful write. I mean, great rap and nicely done. So thanks for sharing with us.
I agree with you. But yeah, there was something else in here, too. The thought of adding, well, the song titles, but movies, too. Romeo Must Die. Was it Dark Man? Damien, The Omen. Ain't No Sunshine. He's got a lot of great the Ride or Die thought from Bad Boys. He's got a whole lot of...
Right.
Stuff in here to get across the point. Even though you might have started out on the dark end of things when it come back down to the end of it, because the Most High children is who we be, is that note of getting back to basics with oneself and one's God, spiritually speaking.
Nice.
Nicely done there, Great AQ. Thank you very much. And Gene, we're coming back to you once more.
Okay. Okay, we got two. I think we only have two left. So I think maybe we should stay after school and finish them. Just my opinion. Okay, Pam, if you would be so kind as to read this one.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right. All right. Summer Love by Cress Terset. And waiting for it to open. And it goes like this. Solstice's darkness echoing, sighing cloaks on my steps, my lost jet eyes glistening as cold soldier street lamps gaze, a warm breeze whispering, floating from my thighs. I walk on silky scarlet ribbons, warbling wing baits in my breast, lips moist in honey. I totter, tooth sinking on this whirling path, an asphalt compass in fiery crackles buckles my navel to your waist, aching to nestle in your strong arms, mocha hair floating to bronze musky neck, irises gleaming in hushed dances, spice rising electric from walnut eyes, faces blushing my caramel curls, feathering your smooth, firm skin, my fingers fluttering your limbs, kissing your shy body, dusk to dawn. End poem.
Great recap. Thank you very much. And Jean, let's start with you.
Woo-hoo. Woo. Last time I saw this, I said great imagery. Emotions and desires were well expressed. And, you know, I was tickled to see this right in the Art of Seduction contest. Just really, really well done. It was a yummy, yummy. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And a great read, Pam. Very well done.
Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. All right, Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a beautiful, sensual write. I loved it. The delicate sense of movement and touching. A warm breeze whispering, floating from my thighs. I walk in silky scarlet ribbons. Lips moist in honey, I totter. There's such an overwhelming feeling. And I love that she brings in the musky neck, the spice rising electric from walnut eyes. I thought was just absolutely a stunning line. And I like how there's this real sense of both physical and emotional connection great use of imagery and very well done.
Absolutely. The imagery is vivid. And because of the thought spaces blushing and some other lines in here, plus the summer love, there's a young aspect. So I'm going to go with what happens after the prom. You know, out having fun, dancing, whatever else. It hits on that note, the thought of tottering, 2 feet sinking in this whirling path, aching to nestle in your strong arms, faces blushing, like caramel curls feathering your smooth, firm skin. It hits on teen love way back then. Thank you, Chris. All right, Jane, we get to do the last one, don't we?
Yes, sir, Bubba. I have it for you, Rex. It's by Blayton Z, called A Real Woman.
Okay. A Real Woman by Blayton B. She'll hold down the fort like my Sheila battling court, keep the baby even though he's broke, everyone says abort. Even chances he's not making it, chances less than naught, after some years you can tell the sort. The real woman who cannot be bought, the ones perform miracles when even there's no resort. She's many things, just like now. She's dependable, holds me down, the queen of queen in keeping plain clothes, PJs or gown, always holds her hand out so I don't drown. She's royalty without wearing a crown. She's my sanity when my world's a clown. She makes me feel like Bhagwan, like I own the Ramashi Corporation. She settles me fears with no hesitation. She commands respect like she rules a nation, handling negotiations with great communication. With what times, like a PlayStation, when she was created, it was innovation. Always be close to me, be close to me. Who you are is edged in my memory. End poem. All right, damn.
Right.
Great.
And he took 10 years for this one.
Yeah, I really like how, I know he says this right is about his woman, But I like how it's about his woman, but it also shows an appreciation for strong women in general. I thought there was a really nice beat to this. I really like that second stanza. She's many things, just like noun. She's dependable, hold me down, the queen of queens in plain clothes, PJs or gown. I like that she's royalty without wearing a crown. Like here's a woman he honors as his queen, but she doesn't need to dress up in order to be so. And I like that he, you know, has the chorus at the end, always be close to me, be close to me, be close to me. Who you are is edged in my memory. Such a wonderful idea of just getting to know each other over the years. I also thought it was very clever when he says playful at times like a PlayStation. When she was created, it was an innovation. Just fun and clever lines and a great tribute to a strong woman. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jean, how about
well,
you?
Well, I said it was a wonderful tribute to his real woman. Very well expressed, and I really enjoyed it. I think that he just did a fabulous job with this. So nicely done.
Absolutely. B, I hope you've shown this to your little lady. You're sure to get a big hug for her. And you dropped quite a bit.
I think you'll get more
Gary's
than a hug.
Notice of how strong she is, but also the fact that she's willing to stand by you. And that's part of the action and the deal within the two of you and within pairs to begin with, the fact that you stand by each other. And that is what sets you up the way you feel. So nicely done, B. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Well
Rex, the only one that is left is yours and a second one from Pam. I took yours and moved it to Friday night only because I could. So just letting you know.
It was only on the board because I only had, I think it was seven at one point. I said, oh, God, I'm sitting around buzzing with people.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought you liked this, but I ain't seen it yet. You know? And other things. So, but all of a sudden, it didn't matter anymore because it did fill in the blanks, so to speak.
Yeah, I know how those things happen. Now, Pam, I'm going to move yours to Friday, too, so I expect you to come visit us. Did I say that out loud?
No, I'm
yes,
not English.
Yeah, you'll be understanding at the end of the week. I'll help you with that.
Well, if you're
going
to assist on mine on Friday, you might not like the end result.
Oh.
It's dark.
Well, I don't know. Never know. Never know.
It's all about a serial killer.
Uh-oh. I got one to match. That's not my life.
But
I don't go
into the nastiness because it is a song.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who wrote one, and I'll pull that up. Yes, yes, The Wall of Shame. And I was told I can use it, so yes, life is good. Anyway, wonderful show tonight, Rex. Great great topic and great rights. Yes, and thank
you.
Yeah, I
had a lot of fun. Thank you. It was a wonderful evening. Pam, Passions, Randy, and Victor, thank you for coming on board to read and comment. You all were great. And, hey, next week, it's coming up on 420, so we're going to be doing a smokeout 3 days early, and we're going to stay that way till 420.
Wait a minute, everybody.
And
since Rex had to bring that up next show.
I didn't realize it was Easter, so I guess we're going to have munchies to go along with the chocolate on the bunny and the peeps and everything else that comes out.
Yeah. We're having a smokeout on Easter Sunday. Oh, God will forgive me. He knows I wasn't.
Hey, you gotta have that tummy rumbling when you roll up to the table for that ham and the potato and the green beans.
Oh, I'm cracking up. You are so funny. I don't know, but. We'll see. If lightning doesn't strike us on Easter Sunday, it'll be a good day. You know? I'm just saying. Just saying. But, you know, I don't know. It'll be fun. Anyway, Rex, I will talk to you soon. Great show again.
All right.
And have fun. It's a great night.
Good night, everybody, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good one, hon.
All right. Good night.